This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Thursday, June 24th, 2021. I'm Mark Polonchik. As the labour movement tries to build responses to the pandemic and post-pandemic activities, more research and analysis is vital. That is why the Workers' Activities Bureau of the International Labour Organization, the ILO, has published a new edition of the International Journal of Labour Research. The Bureau works under its French acronym ACTRAV. The ILO is the United Nations agency specialized on matters of work in the world. Contributors to the edition of the journal explained why they contributed to the project. Their comments were introduced by Mamadou Soare, the head of ACTRAV's Communications and Publications section.
This year of the International Journal of Labour Research explores strategies for workers and their organization to shape the COVID-19 responses, policies, and build a human-centered recovery from the pandemic. The journal reveals key findings on various topics of special interest to trade unions and provides guidance on policies in building forward better. There are three things to know about the new issues of the International Journal of Labour Research. Firstly, trade unions matter. In the context of the COVID-19 pandemic, trade unions have played and continue to play an important role to protect workers and mitigate the impact of the crisis. Secondly, social dialogue is key and remains a vital instrument for achieving a human-centered recovery from the pandemic. Therefore, workers' organizations must engage further with governments and employers' organizations at every stage in the formulation, but also in the implementation of policy responses COVID-19. Thirdly, new strategies are needed. The COVID-19 pandemic is an opportunity for trade union revitalization. Unions must act now by finding new strategies to address the challenges of achieving a job-rich recovery, universal social protection to all, gender equality, just transitions, digitalization, and other global issues. Now, let's discover who are the contributors to these issues of the journal.
Christy and I were really keen to contribute to the special edition because we want to give something back to the unions we study. We both see ourselves not just as independent observers, but as critical friends of the labour movement.
This is on the realisation that COVID-19 pandemic has caused quite some hardships to the labour market and in particular to trade unions. Our interest was to find out what has been the effect of trade unions, how have trade unions responded to those effects, and what are their strategies as we come out of the pandemic.
The journal reaches unionists, analysts, advocates of labor around the world. So it was a great opportunity for us to reach this particular audience. And with respect to a very important question, there's a lot of discussion about coming out of the pandemic, quite frequently framed in terms of recovery. But we want to think about health and the transition to a more robust, more public healthcare system around the world as a case of just transition.
When we considered what a useful contribution might be, we decided to think more critically about social protection and the concept of workers' rights. So where do we locate workers' rights with respect to the historical development of social protection systems, but also in light of contemporary and emerging conversations around universality? So what does social protection for all mean? What does leaving no one behind mean in a practical sense?
The ACTRAV website can be found at ILO.org/ACTRAV. ACTRAV is spelled A-C-T-R-A-V. And that's it, International Labor News You Can Use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.